You can now hear Film Actually on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or WebOS device. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed, no memory wasted. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
Your place may well be on the throne. You could be king. You could do it.
Every time you dance, I see you obsessed, getting each and every move perfectly right, but I never see you lose yourself.
Dad's your only brother.
You think I forgot that? Tell him, Lucid.
Mickey has a chance to do something that I never did. And he needs me, you heard him.
The chance to build cathedrals, entire cities, things that never existed.
This is not your family. This is my family.
I know.
You want a family so much, you go out and make your own.
If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Would that be your eyes?
When you asked me, you said you have a choice between watching the rest of the Oscars or sticking pins in your eyes. I have to go take them out. I'll be right back.
What a drama queen. Welcome to the third annual Film Actually Oscars wrap-up special. I'm Dave McVeigh, and
you know what happened. He said I could cut my tongue out if I didn't like the rest of the Oscars. Now I have to go sew it back together. I'll be back.
And that would be Miran Lee joining us after many, many months. All right, enough. Stop being a drama queen.
By the way, Matt Damon, that's how it should sound when you don't have a tongue. Ah. It should sound like this, not like you do it. You're an idiot.
We're also joined by Nicholas the Little Geek McVeigh.
Hello!
How are you?
Hello, people! Hello!
And there goes the peak meters.
Sorry about your ears.
All right, so why are we here? Every year, it was Geek Actually for the last 2 years.
But never watching
now it is Film Actually taking on all the film chores. And every year we do what's called our post-Oscar wrap-up.
You can't
where
make me do it next year.
We watch it live. Make me do it. And then we immediately get into the studio and we just start talking about what we just saw. And normally we have some good things and some bad things to say.
But
this year, we're not talking about the quality of the awards at this point. We'll come to that in a minute. But this year, I think the overall quality...
It was so long and boring.
Thank you. The overall quality of the show would be, Miran?
You know what? It was really fantastic for a little primary school in Wagga Wagga. That's about how good it was. What is wrong with these people? They have all the money and resources in the world. And they make... Why does it have to be more? I would rather... See interpretive dance, and that's
actually that was actually missing.
I know
that was actually missing from this year.
God, what is wrong with these people? Oh, did you get any more boring?
All right, so let's get a little bit more specific. All right, so Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
Oh dear God, I didn't like her before, but I like her now. I liked him before, and I don't like him now.
Yeah, he looks stoned.
He looked toasted. He looked absolutely baked.
Yeah, absolutely.
His eyes would wander off when she would speak.
He actually didn't look interested.
Like he wasn't there.
And that's probably because he is in every movie being shot right now,
yes.
And an art gallery exhibition, and he's got his fifth masters or something to work on. He doesn't have time for any of this.
And
he's working whatever.
Why?
Anne, I must say, you look so beautiful and so hip.
Oh, thank you, James.
Yeah.
You look very appealing to a younger demographic
thank
as well.
You. Thank you very much.
To try to get a demographic of the 20-year-olds who will never watch the Oscars no matter what you do. Oh, sorry. Unless maybe you put, no, not Justin Bieber. Who could you
put? Yeah, you put Justin Bieber in, they'd watch.
No, Sarah. Sarah,
the tweens would watch.
I'm talking about the 20-year-olds.
20-year-olds.
What would they watch?
Well, look, if you want 20-year-old guys, just make them all naked.
Well, sure.
It doesn't matter how old they are.
Make them all naked.
But
the girls, what do they want to see?
What was that line from Anne Hathaway? Actually, one of the best lines of the night when she said...
It used to be
You get naked, you get nominated.
That's true. I swear to God, what were they doing? What? Just let Billy Crystal do it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dad, remember when you said that there was this ad about underwear? There was this ad about underwear, and you said that it was actually more
here on Australian TV, the ads, of course, were coming thick and fast, and we had to keep turning the mute on during the ads because they were so overpoweringly loud compared to the actual Oscars. And at one point, we look up, and we're in the middle of a conversation, and the three of us stop. Because we're mesmerized by these three female bottoms on the screen, and we're thinking, boy, when the underwear ad on TV can stop the conversation more than the Oscars can.
And actually a man who was a stroke victim and 120 years old. I mean, Kirk Douglas was one of the highlights of the evening.
There were a few highlights.
We did need subtitles.
We do, absolutely. We do joke and we say it's really terrible and blah, but there were a couple of highlights. Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. coming out together.
We are honored to single out those wizards of technological mastery who have helped create the most spectacular films.
The person whose idea of a good time is muttering to themselves about technical adjustments while you're suspended upside down from a rig in front of a green screen for 6 hours.
Relax. Their tireless work and collaborative...
It's like the guy who comes up to you when you're about to take a leak and says, I'm sorry, can I just put 60 tracking dots on your face first? That type guy.
Stop it.
All right.
I'm not here to be a part of your game so you get, you know, people coming up to the after party and saying how witty you are and how charming you are.
Or both.
Yeah, shut up. It's their moment. You know, if it wasn't for them, your closest association with a superhero would have been in 2001 when you got busted in a cheap hotel with a woman dressed as Batgirl.
Okay, first of all, that cheap hotel room cost $1,250 a night with a corporate discount. Secondly, it was 2000, not 2001. And most importantly, she was dressed as Wonder Woman. And that attention to detail is what has won the respect of all the Academy voters.
Were a lot of fun.
And he was setting themselves up. And I mean, you got to give it to Robert Downey Jr.
So. And making fun of his past drug busts and so forth. Kirk Douglas was fun, but couldn't understand a word he was saying. Billy Crystal was genius, as always.
Why do the Bob Hope thing if it's going to be so short? And show us the one clip we've seen a million times, which is in my house, we call it Passover. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I'm sorry, but it's getting to the point where bring somebody out, 2 seconds, why do we bother? Why do we bother to have a host to introduce a host? I mean, it's...
That was bizarre, and I've actually got that one noted. What was that again? That was, they brought out somebody, and we thought, okay, what's the category? And then they just introduced... Oh, was it the Oprah one?
Oh, God, I can't remember.
I can't remember now. Anyway, but I just thought that was bizarre. So we go, okay, here they come out. And then they just go, and introducing...
And Oprah, we know she's going to be earnest. Why is everyone so fucking earnest? Why can't we have some fun? You know, why can't people... I like Sandra Bullock, you know, when she...
Oh, no, here it is. Hillary Swank came out.
Oh, yeah.
And we went, oh, this must be for Best Actor, because it's Hillary Swank. And then she walked out, and she goes, no, I would like to present Kathryn Bigelow. And Kathryn Bigelow came out and presented the Best Director.
It's like, what, is she crippled?
Yes. And my question is, why didn't the hosts of the show introduce Kathryn Bigelow? Why do we have hosts?
I don't get it. I don't get the whole show. The whole show is just, see, you youngies, in the old days, and I'm talking, you know, like let's even say 15
when it used to run for
ago,
5 days, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. But we used to have funny things happen. They used to put some effort into what Hollywood's supposed to be good for, entertainment. I mean, otherwise, I just rather watch the Golden Globes and see what kind of outrageous thing is going to happen next.
Well,
I mean,
it's true. The Golden Globes, as weird as their nominations might be, such as Burlesque getting nominated for Best Film,
but that's fun. Because
are bizarre because it's the journalists voting.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
And you never know if they're going to let Ricky Gervais back again. I mean, next thing you know, they're going to let Russell Brand.
Ricky Gervais has actually said he's not doing it again because he doesn't want to.
Yeah, I know, but then it was funny when What's-Her-Face, Allison Janney, I think it was, won an award. And this was a few years ago. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, I was in the toilet, you know.
Well, when they were doing the opening number, if you remember when they're doing all those introduction parts at the beginning, they got to Christian Bale and somebody went, no, actually, he's just stepped out for a minute.
And somebody want to explain the dead list to me? I mean, we leave off Corey Haim again.
Corey Haim was ditched again, and so was Maria Schneider.
Remember, I think they're mad at her because she got naked with Marlon Brando. I don't know, but
that was an awful many years ago.
I know, and I'm just so sick of Ernest, and I would love. Wouldn't you rather see it? You know, singing a song like, you know, what?
What? I'm just pointing to your microphone because you're talking to me.
it's
radio, dear.
if you could just have some fun song, like, you know, now I can't even think of one, but I think of all the ones I'd have played at my funeral that would be just fun ones, like you know, what?
Pointing to your microphone. It's radio, dear.
You know what I mean. Send in your suggestions. You know, I mean, it should. Oh, I know we couldn't.
You can actually form. Send in your suggestions to see when we have to be.
We have to be earnest. It's the Oscars. It's serious stuff.
Oh, for God's. And then I love them coming out telling us that ABC is going to be carrying them again. Yeah, who cares?
You know, that was the bizarrest little interlude. We've renewed our vows. It's like, what?
I know. And did we miss it? Or did I miss it? Or did we get the people coming out again saying we're going to be honest because we're you know?
Actually, we didn't get the accountants this time.
So we just got ABC.
Yeah, remember usually the accountants come out and show their little briefcases, and they didn't do that this year.
And I assure us they're going to be honest. And what about, what was the other thing I was going to say? There's just so much.
With the exception of a couple of guests who just can't help being good, like Jeff Bridges, and, you know, as we said, Robert Downey Jr., the only other real two highlights of this entire ceremony would
remember
have been...
Remember when that person said fuck?
Yes.
That was
Melissa Leo, I was going to get to the actual... specific awards in a minute. But yeah, Melissa Leo, that was my highlight. Yeah. Watching it live, we got it uncensored, which was lovely. Good. Those who watch it on TV are going to get it censored. But
sorry about the French.
We have an explicit tag. That's fine. But I was going to say, we had the opening little montage, which was cute, but we've seen it before now.
Yeah,
it's done.
It's been great. Billy did it better.
Yeah, this idea of putting them into all the various clips we've done so many times. It's like they went, that was fun and people liked it. Let's just keep doing that.
And let's not try to be creative because we're tired.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the other part that I thought was kind of cute was Anne Hathaway's song about Hugh Jackman.
Which
I thought was really funny.
And there will be people thinking that was true.
On my own, because someone's a Hugh Jackass. I won't say who thought Australians were our allies. It turns out Down Under's kinda shady. Not you, Nicole, or any other Aussies, but there's one who shall not be named. He stuck his fake retractable claws into my heart when he left me on my
Yes.
You know, that's what's funny.
Yeah,
too.
Where she came out, she bagged at him.
And now we go, oh, that nasty Hugh Jackman.
My question is, how many times could she change her dress in this?
I mean, she must have changed it like 10 times in the whole thing.
I just think the Oscars are disappearing up their own fundamental. I'm really not sure how much longer I can take it. I used to actually tell you, I mean, I'm older than you guys, you know? Yeah. Not by much, but.
What about me?
Well, I'm older than both.
You're much older than her.
I used to sit down at the Oscars, and I used to just, you know, almost cry with the excitement. And then it would start, and you go, oh, that's so neat, and that's so neat, you know. And now you just look at it and go,
do you know what it is?
When
it's
is
because
it going to get going?
We actually worked out about 10 years ago how political it actually was.
It really is.
And you can now start to, Josh and I have talked about this on the main show, where you can sit down and you can actually calculate who's going to win. And if not, who's going to win, at least get down to at least between the two winners. Yeah. It's going to be because of time put in, you know, newcomer status, you know, how much of a prestige it had, you know. And stuff. You can actually work it out mathematically.
Yeah, and you got to guess on how long before they drop the either drop the 10-movie shit or add to the director's.
Yeah, I'm going to put out a plea right now. They've got to drop the 10 movies.
I mean, somebody obviously gave them a plea to stop having last year's winners come up.
Oh, thank God.
And the ass of, you know, the new
Remember, but no butt sniffing. Yeah.
That was incredibly embarrassing.
But so now they've done one, got one person to
who
do
kisses
it.
Their butts.
But at least Sandra said, you know, dude to Beau Bridges.
Yeah. Well,
you know, Jeff Bridges.
Like, look, I thought both Sandra Bullock and Jeff Bridges both did that quite well. But they're both very consummate people who are very comfortable with doing that. And let's face it, they're the two people who get up and do that and not sound smarmy.
That's right. And you and I disagree on this. But of course, I am, as an actor, as a director, as a, what you know, done it all, you know, got the T-shirt. I'm sorry, every time I see an actor get nervous, oh, I'm so nervous, I just pisses me off. I'm sorry, this is what you do for a living. And I'll say it again. If my doctor said, I'm nervous about taking out your appendix, I would say, well, go back to medical school, dude, and come see me when you got a bit more confidence. It's ridiculous. This is what these people do.
All right, here's the question. Here's the question you got to ask yourself. The last winner has to do the nomination for the next set of winners, right? So this means next year, Colin Firth will have to do the kiss-ass part to all the girls, right? That's okay. I can accept that. But how is Natalie Portman going to go on that when she does it to the boys? It's going to be so earnestly. And I love Natalie Portman, don't get me wrong, but she is a very serious young lady.
Oprah was serious. Jennifer Hudson was serious.
Can somebody feed this woman?
Yeah, oh my God.
She is starting to look like a stick figure.
Ridiculous. You know?
All right, there is weight loss and then there is too much weight loss.
But in Hollywood in general, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, there is that.
I mean, it's crazy. Natalie Portman's pregnant and she's still got arms like twigs. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh, God.
Now, the other thing I will have to say about this particular award, and we'll get on to some specific awards in a minute, but the actual show in general is still what we're looking at here. They've changed the person who puts together the clips.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now, absolutely.
I was going to say, I've said this to Josh, and I've said this many times. In fact, we talked about this at the movies just the other day, where I said, there is always one scene which is where you go, that's their winning scene.
And for the civilians out there who don't know much about the entertainment industry, you have a scene in a movie where you go, that's the money shot. That's the one that everybody's
As an example, Denzel Washington.
That's the money scene.
Yeah, and as an example, Denzel Washington being whipped in glory and the one tear coming down his cheek. You see that in the movie and you go, he wins the award this year for that scene. And then at the Oscars, they show that scene.
Exactly.
This year, of the scenes that they showed were completely not the right scenes at all. They were all the blah scenes that showed nothing.
Blah.
You know, and it's like, you're missing the point here, guys. Although the only one that worked, I think, was Jennifer Lawrence, which is the one where she's sitting there and they're saying, what are we going to do with you? And she goes, you can kill me. And Winterbone, she goes, you could kill me. And they say, no, we've already decided not to do that. What could we do next? She goes, well, you could help me.
Yeah.
Nobody's thought of that.
Kill me, I guess. That idea's been said already. Got any others?
Help me. Ain't nobody said that idea yet, have they?
That's actually a really good scene in that film, and it's a turning point in that film. And so you go, okay, that's the right one. But then the King's Speech, they show just him crying, and that's not going to work. For Social Network, Social Network was all right. What was the one I hated, though? The Fighter. They showed the most blah scene that Christian Bale did, and Christian Bale does such good work in that film. And you just then go, show us something that was powerful.
Oh, the
powerful.
Worst is Jackie Weaver, except I'm not sure she had
a Jackie
Weaver.
So, you know. I love it. We're already starting to hear Jackie Weaver was snubbed. No, you know what? Let's get this very clear. And Australians love this. Whenever Australians lose, they're snubbed.
They're snubbed.
No. If you lost, it means somebody else was better.
They've already got it up in the newspapers. I haven't looked. You know, Melburnian wins. They don't say, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, some people had like little paper slips that they'll just.
Yes. The speech reading.
I think there should be several rules introduced to the Oscars. Okay.
This is okay.
Rule number one: not allowed.
New rules.
New rules. Not allowed to thank your dog.
Yes.
Your cat. Any animal. Any family. And if you want to thank your agent or any of those people, then you have to name them. Just say, my agent doesn't do anything for your agent if they don't
CAA.
Know who they are. Or
no,
CAA.
No. Let's hear your person.
Yeah,
CAA,
exactly.
Got lots of agents in there.
I mean, it just gets ridiculous. In fact, I would frankly do away with thank you altogether.
Well, see, the other thing is they're not supposed to give those big thank yous anymore because apparently they have a camera set up backstage.
What happened?
And they give lots
they
of thank
give
yous
them later. That's right. So what?
It's because they all want to get it on national television.
So that should be a rule. I would I really, you know, I'm sorry, but as a woman in particular, I notice this. What the fuck is the story with women who in their everyday life probably most of the time wear pants, you know, or some or shorts or something different? Why do we have these Cinderella gowns? Nobody wears
anything different.
It's supposed
to be formal
different.
Black tie.
Yeah, but women...
That's what women wear in formal black tie.
And, yes, and only the women get their dresses mentioned, what they're wearing.
Yeah, the guys don't say, well, who my tuxedo is made
of. Yeah. Oh, look, I'm wearing Armani. I mean, the whole thing, I am so over the dressing thing. I love it when somebody shows up in, you know, pants, except Celine Dion, because she has...
Or we love the dresses when the South Park boys show up.
When the South Park boys,
and
then they get banned forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, I am so over the because then it becomes all about looks, and that's why they turn into twigs and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I personally think it keeps women down, just worrying about their looks. It's ridiculous. So that, wouldn't it be neat, 1 year, you're not allowed to wear a long dress? Wouldn't that be
what,
fun?
What, miniskirts only? Go-go girls.
No dresses.
Oh, pants only.
Mm. Hey, remember...
Except for the man. They can wear dresses.
Men wear kilts.
Yeah.
Remember the dress that had, like, it looked like there was, like, a target in the middle of it?
Oh, yeah.
It should be here.
Cate Blanchett. I'm, you know, we know Holly from Fox News Entertainment, and she was saying how lovely the dress was. Holly, I'm sorry, it looked like a target with its middle button missing. Although Holly said she's sick of the feathers because of the poor birds. I agree with her there. If
these a lot of feathers this year.
You know, and if they were coming, you know, if you're killing your birds for those feathers, you know, really, you should go to hell. So, you know, that's just wrong. But yeah, I'm just really getting over the and I'm really over the strapless dress with the nothing of you. Just like you're naked and you're strapping your boobs in. So even the girls with big boobs look like they have little boobs.
Anne Hathaway actually has a rack on her, and yet she looked like she has no boobs because she was so tied down, you know?
That's so weird.
Sorry, Nicholas, this is getting into slightly adult territory, but, you know.
I just found it all very, yeah. I just get, I'm sorry, I hate to say this, but drum roll, please.
Jump the shark?
I think it's jumped the shark.
It may have.
It may have.
Look, I still think there is a place for our Night of Night and our awards. I think they need to really rethink what they're doing with the awards. There is so much filler and fluff that we could get that entire award show done in an hour, you know? And
yeah.
If they're going to do that much filler and fluff, at least make it fun.
Yeah.
You know? And let's do something interesting with it. All right, let's talk about some specific awards. We don't want this show to go on too long because this is just a wrap-up show.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of these awards. We're not going to go through every single category. That would be insane. Josh and I actually only gave predictions on the main show for the top eight, basically, which was picture, director, the four actor categories, and the two screenwriting categories, okay? Mm-hmm. And we might throw in a couple of extras here and there. But let's talk about... Oh, actually, before we do that, if we're going to talk nominations, Nikki's made a film.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's play Nikki's film very quickly.
And then we'll talk about what should happen next year.
That's right. We'll talk about what should happen next year. So this is Nikki actually put in Lego, animated to Lego.
Made it yesterday.
So for our audio listeners, what you're hearing is music and clips, and it just sounds like a trailer. But what it actually is Nicholas's animated Lego to the trailers, to the nominations. Now, if you want to see this video, by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have this embedded on geekactually.com. So you'll be able to see it right there. So if you want to see it, that's where you'll see it. But here's the audio from it for our audio listeners. And if there's anybody watching live, which it looks like we're pretty empty in there, out there and in the world out there, but you guys can watch this. Here we go.
The only person standing in your way is you.
Going.
Oops. What was your earliest memory?
I'm not here to discuss personal matters.
Well, why are you here then?
Because I bloody well stammer.
But do you know any jokes?
Timing isn't my strong suit.
I signed over everything. If he doesn't show a trial, see, the way the deal works is y'all gonna lose his house here. Got some place to go?
I'll find him.
Girl, I've been looking.
I said I'll find him.
Hey, Bug. Don't be back late.
I know.
Come give us a hug before you go.
Hug her. That's what she's there for.
athletes, right?
Yeah, I do, and I'm a fighter.
I heard you were a stepping stone.
Oh, I mean, I had a few tough fights, but the next fight's gonna show who I am.
Never recreate from your memory. Always imagine new places.
Did you fix Buzz?
Bitácora espacial.
Sort of.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Return of the astronaut.
As for the charges, I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
Mr. Cogburn, in your 4 years as U.S. Marshal, how many men have you shot?
Shot? Or killed?
Let us restrict it to killed so that we may have a manageable figure.
Help me?
I can do nothing for you, son.
All right, so that's Nicholas's nomination film, and I think that is sensational.
And my idea is
brilliance.
Well, you can tell him.
Oh, I thought you were gonna. Okay, what Maren suggested was next year Nicholas needs to get the list of nominations really early, as soon as they're announced. Spend a good couple of weeks getting that animation perfected down to perfection, basically, and perfected down to perfection. That's pretty good.
Up to perfection,
and then actually send it to the Academy to see if they'll actually play it.
I mean, I get the sound perfect, get the whole thing. I just think it would be an absolutely...
It would be much more entertaining than anything that was
God,
on this
would
week's,
it ever.
This
and I'd also here. Like to talk about the fuck-up that may be a bigger fuck-up, the Melissa Leo's fuck-up.
Oh,
we
yes?
don't know yet. We'll wait and see.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
would
yes.
you like to take it?
I will take it. Okay, so... In the category of best original screenplay, The King's Speech won. Mm-hmm. And that was, we all thought, that's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? It's an original film. And we all kind of suspected that that would be the case. And then the guy came up to deliver his speech and he said, yes, my mother went to see this reading of a new play. She called him and said, this is your next film and blah, blah, blah. And all I could think is, wait a minute.
But most of all, thank you to my parents, my mum and dad, who are in the audience tonight. And I know there's been a lot of thanking of mums, but this is slightly different because my mum in 2007 was invited by some Australian friends, she's Australian, in London, to a fringe theatre play reading of an unproduced, unrehearsed play called The King's Speech. Now, she's never been invited to a play reading in her entire life before. She almost didn't go because it didn't sound exactly promising, but thank God she did because she came home, rang me up and said, Tom, I think I found your next film.
A reading of a new play. Now, a play would indicate, even if it's not produced, that this King's Speech is based on a source material.
Exactly. And was that play written by the guy who was up for the Oscar?
We didn't specify. So we want more information about this because... Could this lead to disqualification?
It's absolutely, and I, ooh, I don't know.
Times you should keep your mouth shut.
And can I say, I also am really over the whole parochial, was bad enough, at the end they're going to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which that kind of hurt my head.
Ending. Oh,
but besides that, do we have to have the mums and the grandmums and the foster carers and the God knows who
well,
else
no,
in the
audience? The mums were actually a joke, to be fair. They were mic'd and they were actually doing a joke out of it. So it's
was
like,
it a joke?
Yeah, because
when she
told me, she goes, stand up straight, dear. You know, and she had a mic on and all sorts of, and then the other one was, I saw Marky Mark, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was supposed to be funny. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Like I said, I would rather the mothers and the grandmothers and the foster
stay
care.
At home.
Yeah, or up in the balcony.
Yeah, put them way up in the back. All right, so that's the original screenplay. Adapted screenplay was a lock. We all knew Aaron Sorkin was going to walk away with that. I think it's his first win ever as well as a screenplay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was locked. We knew that. There were a couple that were
He deserves that even just for West Wing and all the other things he's done.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So there's no problem there. We knew that was an absolute lock. As is Toy Story winning for Best Animated Film.
Yeah.
Lock, not a problem.
And Randy.
All right, back to the major categories. Randy Newman. Randy Newman, wonderful that he won for Toy Story as well. Actress Randy. In a leading role, Natalie Portman, Locke. I think the last polls just Locked. Before the actual Oscars winning were like 98%.
And she won every award ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she won the SAG, she won the Critics' Choice, she won the Golden Globe. I mean, she's won everything
but
for this
But she's so
film.
Earnest.
And it's a great performance. I don't hold it against her. Christian Bale, your nemesis. Oh. Best Supporting Actor, once again.
I hate Christian Bale.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
Okay, you
I
hate
do.
Him, but everybody loved him in this film, and you haven't seen the film, so to be fair.
I could not.
But we assumed that was a lock. I mean, once again, that was as much of a lock as Natalie Portman. And as was Best Actor for Colin Firth.
There were no big surprises here. And I thought Melissa Leo would get it, only because there's a tendency with supporting actresses and the supporting actors, but not quite so much. It's somebody we've never heard of or seen before, and then we never see or hear from them again.
Yeah.
But Best Supporting Actress was actually a surprise.
Well, it's always a surprise.
Yeah, Best Supporting Actress, we kind of really were convinced Hailee Steinfeld would take it.
No, I didn't think
But as I said to my lovely wife, Katie, just before, it really was a choice of two.
Yeah.
Hailee Steinfeld was our choice. That's the one we said we really want to win. That's the one we thought was going to win. But the second choice was Melissa Leo.
And because she had a great wig.
And she did a great accent. Yeah. And she was just an amazing... Yeah. I mean, she is so different in real life to what she was on screen. Yeah. That is performance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And so you look at her, and now, of course, Melissa Leo will be showing up in Kevin Smith's Red State later in the year. So we look forward to that. So that was... As with Best Picture, it was not unexpected, but it wasn't the first choice. As with Best Picture, which was
for me, I thought she could.
Everybody thought Social Network was going to take Best Picture. That was the one that everybody talked about.
I wasn't as crazy.
You weren't crazy, but everybody was talking about it.
Loved the script, but I didn't like the direction so much, and it felt a bit choppy to me.
I will say it's refreshing for the first time in a couple of years now that the director who directed the film won. For the film that won.
Oh, well, that was nice. Or other than the film that directed itself.
Absolutely. So we actually had the right director winning for the right film.
And may I say, yet again,
and that was Tom Hooper, by the way. Who? Tom Hooper.
Yes.
Sorry.
And I'd like to, who looks strange in angles like James Cameron.
Mm.
I'd like to, without
But
him,
he didn't say I'm the king of the world and he's
the
smug.
I would like to say specifically to the Australians whose award shows are only for the Australians, how generous the Americans
are. I actually wrote that in my blog. I actually blogged the awards this year.
They let anybody in and anybody win. They are just fantastic.
I actually wrote in my live blog, as I was doing it on the show, which you can find at geekactually.com, I wrote, 3:36 p.m. our time, I said, how generous the Americans are. The King's Speech takes best film, a British film. I thought it would be The Social Network, but I am not unhappy with this film winning. It is a wonderful film.
Yeah, and then again, you could all the people working there that you think are Americans but who aren't, like Christian Bale,
But what I love is, with Australia in particular, and I know we Australia bash a lot, and we are in Australia, but you know we seem to Australia bash a lot, but what I love is the fact that after the awards were over, in the prep time before we came into here to record this, I went up and got coffee, and the radio is playing in the coffee shop, and the news is on, and they actually say, now let me just specify here that Best Makeup was won by The Wolfman, which is a terrible film, but the makeup was okay, and The Wolfman's makeup was by Rick Baker and another guy, right? Now, Rick Baker is I think he's like a 7-time Academy Award winner. The category was created for him. Okay? And he is a legend in the industry and everything else. And he worked with another guy who obviously was, you know, pretty good at what he does. Yeah. But this was, you know, Rick Baker is the headliner here, right? On Australian radio, we get, yes, Australia won an Oscar for makeup.
What?
Because the other guy was Australian.
Oh, dear.
So we didn't get Rick Baker and him. We got, and Australia wins for makeup.
Are you kidding me? I mean, why?
Jackie Weaver was probably snubbed.
Oh, Jackie Weaver would have been snubbed, yes.
Snubbed is a
and
crazy
so
word.
And so would have Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, yes.
He would have been snubbed as well. We snubbed the Australian.
Never mind, he's already
And
got
as
an
I said
Oscar.
Before, just because you don't win does not mean you were snubbed. That means there was somebody better.
And what Steven Spielberg said is so great, that whole list of people who haven't won who are great, because not everybody can win.
That's right.
Well, in a moment, one of these 10 movies will join a list that includes On the Waterfront, Midnight Cowboy, The Godfather, and The Deer Hunter. The other 9 will join a list that includes The Grapes of Wrath, Citizen Kane, The Graduate, and Raging Bull.
Unless we forget, you know, there are many films that are wonderful films.
That are legends.
That don't win
in the
Oscar.
Year 1939.
Like Star Wars.
And in the year 1939, it was a bumper year. We had The Wizard of Oz. We had Gone with the Wind. We had God knows what else. I'd have to look them up. But so who was going to win? I mean, not everybody could win.
Absolutely.
So
1982 was the year that E.T. came out. It was the number one money-making film of all time at that time. Mm-hmm. It was the most popular film of the year. Everybody was E.T. insane. E.T. fever was everywhere, and Gandhi beat it.
Yeah. Go figure.
Go figure. You know? The best film does. And I think they were actually saying Raging Bull didn't win in 1980, yeah. And yet the American Film Institute called it the best film of the decade.
Yeah.
You know? So you look at it and go, you know, not all great films will win the Oscar. That doesn't mean they were snubbed. It just means that
and
something else was
nominated
chosen. Is an honor.
You're always going to have nominee next to your name.
That's right. How many films have you seen trailers for where it says starring Oscar nominee such and such, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah,
I actually think whenever I'm nominating contest, I just like to be nominated.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. It's an honor to be on that shortlist within that company. And to then be so petty after not winning is what makes me a little bit sick.
But I have to tell you, I might be over them.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. We are in debate as to whether we're going to do a fourth annual Oscar wrap-up. After live blogging it all afternoon, and I mean all afternoon.
Yes.
3.5 hours this show went for.
We'll never get back.
Do I really have anything more to say?
I really want to see what Variety and Hollywood Reporter and the American, you know, entertainment papers have to say about it. Because, you know, we can't be the only ones who are like, oh, God.
I would be very interested to see what the... Because I remember Ricky Gervais got roasted for the last Golden Globes by the critics, and yet most people said he wasn't that bad. He was quite funny.
He was great
the first year. I saw his first year. I didn't see the last one.
But the critics
roasted him, and all I can think is, if they're going to roast him, what are they going to do with these guys? You know,
well, they want safe. If they want, you know what I say.
And my other question is
if
this:
if you want safe, then don't have the show at all.
I have one other question.
It's got too many variables.
I have more important question. Mm-hmm. My important question is, Anne Hathaway blew James Franco off that stage.
She did.
So, my question is, why didn't she just host it?
She didn't blow him off the stage, honey. Never mind. There's a kid here.
Not that kind of blow, God.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but quite frankly, why didn't she just host the Oscars?
Well, exactly. That's why we just.
Why did she have to have the guy up there with her?
It was a demographic thing. Yeah, again, insulting the woman.
Anne Hathaway is funny. She's charming. She's charismatic. She's pretty. And you sit there and go, look at that and go, she could have handled that show.
Absolutely. I would have very much liked to have seen her and Hugh do a song together. That would have been fun.
I was half expecting him to get up and start singing with her halfway through.
I would have liked her to really tap dance when she was doing the thing, because we haven't seen that in a while. But I would just really love
Can
to
she see, tap dance?
Though? Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't know. Yeah. She wasn't doing that. But I would really love to see just entertainment. And I think that, you know, really... They've just recommitted. ABC's just recommitted. Unless the ratings start falling. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Oh, the ratings will never fall that far for the show, though.
We will see, because you know what? You've got so many shows now. And if they decide to go and, I don't know, boost up.
Well, let's have a look.
Let's put the Razzies on. Everybody laughed.
Oh, we had the Razzies as well this week. I forgot about those. By the way, the Razzies, the winners were announced last night.
Yeah, it was Jessica Alba. And
it's the first time she's won. After she's the most nominated girl, I think, out of all. And she finally won. She finally won one. But Sex and the City won Worst Ensemble Cast. plus, Worst Actress shared between all four of them. Which I thought was wonderful. But the big winner... Loser of the night, for you, Nicholas, is Last Airbender.
Yes, which actually took
worst film.
It's perfect for him.
Took worst film, worst screenplay, worst director, and worst eye gouging use of 3D in a film.
That's great.
So yeah, no, it was slam dunked on that one. I'm just gonna have a quick look here online while we're sitting here.
I felt no feelings from this Oscar. There was no excitement. There was no tension. There was just nothing. I'm just seeing
if we've got any news. If we have any news about how well the Oscars did. In this year. I don't know if we'll have those.
I don't think we'll have
those numbers yet, whether we've got some instant feedback on this or not.
Be careful, Oscars. Nen is annoyed.
Says James, will Oscar tweets equal big ratings? I will say I was on Twitter the entire time as well. Everybody was talking about the Oscars. I mean, everybody.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's one thing.
Even
Kevin Smith was on there. So the question is, everybody was watching it, you know, because they were all talking about it. Somebody actually did say, though, that half the tweet feeds were more entertaining than watching the actual show.
Oh, that wouldn't be hard.
So, be very interesting. They don't have the numbers up yet. We will keep our eye on that. I'd love to know what the ratings actually were. How well it's doing.
Doesn't deserve anything. I am not happy. I tell you, we are. What's the Lemony Snicker? We are not amused. No, not amused. We are not. No, that was a Queen Victoria. We are very concerned.
We are not amused. You are strange and awful.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. It's been a long day with the ceremony and everything else. Anybody got anything they want to add to this?
Haven't you just had another birthday by now?
I will say that the idea of doing the memorials.
Oh, thank God they did those.
To Celine Dion.
Oh, no, so I'm talking about the Lifetime Achievement Award.
No. I'm talking about doing the In Memoriam to the Celine Dion song where she's saying smile, and you're going, what?
I want to say
mixed message.
You know, I want things like kiss me as you kiss. No, what is it?
Why do we have to make it so serious?
Kiss me goodbye.
Shouldn't we celebrate their lives?
It should be funny. It should be those songs where it's like,
let's,
you know,
celebrate
bye,
these people.
Bye, Birdie.
Yeah. We should celebrate these people who had these wonderful lives and did these wonderful things.
Yeah.
And you know, they're part of show business, you know?
Exactly.
And instead we get these earnest goddamn singers singing these earnest goddamn songs.
And I say, close the border to the Canadians.
Although I will say that there was an interesting piece of cutting in that one sequence.
So you don't know Celine's a Canadian.
A French Canadian, no less. We just completely destroyed our French-Canadian listenership.
Blame Canada! We apologize.
I will say there was an interesting piece of cutting in the Academy Awards, though, where they're bringing up all the faces on the screen of all the people who have died, and then they suddenly cut to Celine Dion singing.
I know, what was that?
And then cut back to the faces. And I thought, what, did she die too?
I think her career is dying.
Her career has been going for a while.
You never had a career from the start.
And I think the final nail in the casket, so to speak, was bringing out the primary school kids at the end to sing
For the Love of God.
I mean, no, they didn't sing For the Love of God.
Why?
Then when they come out and sing When You Wish Upon a Star. No. Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
And as Oscar turns 83, we're reminded again how each generation rediscovers the magic of movies for themselves. And whether you're the fifth grade chorus from PS 22 in Staten Island, New York, or an Oscar winner tonight, our final song reminds us the dreams really do come true.
And it's like you sit there going, dear God, just end. Roll credits now, please.
No. Come on.
Put Judy Garland up on the screen behind them. Do something.
But you know what? That little memorial there where they brought those kids out and they sang that song, all the way through the entire show, they kept doing that. They kept saying, and in 1939, there was Gone with the Wind, and they start showing a clip from Gone with the Wind, and then it passes and it goes away, and you go, why did we show that? What relevance did that have?
You know what would have made people feel moved? Take those kids singing while the dead people are going.
There you go.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow are these dead people.
That would work better than Celine Dion. Because
yeah, I reckon, and you would have been moved.
Yes,
so,
quite frankly, Celine Dion.
Because it wasn't the song.
She gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. Something about her just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Like Christian Bale.
Look, she has a powerful voice. I'm not doubting her. I'm not doubting her diva credentials. She gives me the heebie-jeebies.
She's a man.
She's
a man. She's got two kids. It's creepy.
Oh, dear. I don't know if that's physically possible. Adopted?
Big operation.
Yeah. Big, full internal organs.
Didn't you see the movie Junior? But it is possible.
Male impregnation. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up because, quite frankly, I'm exhausted and I need to go lay down. It's been a long goddamn day.
Long day.
Thank you, Nikki. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. If you want to, now, you know what? I've actually started the show without having any show notes in front of me, and now I wish I had show notes. So let me just bring this up here.
And now read it in a monotone.
No, I don't.
We would like to say goodbye for now.
Because I have a tendency of always forgetting this phone number. But if you agree or disagree with anything we had to say, or you love the Oscars, let's say you love the Oscars.
And I love people. disagree with
feedback at geekactually.com, or you can leave a voicemail 02-8011-3167, or our Skype ID is geekactually if you want to do it, if you're a cheap ass. If you want to find any merchandise, go to our fan page, follow us on Twitter, check out anything that we do.
Just
go to
geekactually.com.
Yeah. You'll find links to everything.
Show your merchandise.
I've got one on here. Yeah, there you go. Oh, no, there we go. And also remember, this is just a special. There's no structure to this. This is just a conversation.
This is just insane.
If you want to hear a proper Film Actually show, we record those live every Saturday starting.
And you'd be glad to know that my eyes and my tongue have healed.
We record those. We start the feed around 12 p.m. on Saturday. We record the Geek Actually show, then the Film Actually show right after that. And you can watch us live and join the chat room, geekactually.com/live. And I think that's all we're going to do today.
No,
thanks for coming. Missing you already.
you could see my video at www.youtube.com/NickyMcVeigh.
Actually, we should do this. So, youtube.com/NickyMcVeigh. Yep. And Mirren, you can be found at MirrenLee.com.
Oh, God, no, that hasn't. Yeah, I've got to do something with that website.
Yeah, but that's where you are. So, yeah. MirrenLee.com, you can find her there as well.
You bit me!
The microphone just bit Mirren. And I think we should. I think it's.
Look, likes Christian Bale.
It probably does. That's Josh's microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. And we should, because this is a movie podcast. We should do a shout out quickly to our friends, the Real Junkies over at WeekendRonan.com, who put on a really wonderful podcast as well. That's REEL for real. You can find them on iTunes or go to WeekendRonan.com. Yeah. They're just like us. They do movie reviews, but they drink tequila while doing it.
Crazy,
and they get drunk while doing it. So it's a lot of fun. And remember, our Tron special is still up, which has Fox 4649 from The Real Junkies guest starring on that. Yeah. Whatever. And I think if that's it, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you very much for joining us.
Can I be parochial?
Sure.
Son, grandson, mother. Isn't that neat? Okay.
Yeah. We should have lined it up better. Yeah. You know, we could have gone down the ages. Yeah.
Somebody said I look younger, and then he looks like my husband. Could you write that in and confirm? Thank you. Bye.
And thank you very much for joining us, Nicholas.
Thank you, Nicholas.
You got anything else to add before we go?
Don't.
Say no.
Say. Don't you say that bad word.
Okay.
Fork. Okay.
What bad word? We'll sign this off with the usual Film Actually. We'll say go see more movies. You don't see enough movies. And all of life's questions are answered in the movies. And we will see you on our regular show at our regularly scheduled time. Bye now. Thanks a lot for joining us.
End of line.
End of line. And scene.